Let's head on over to the Caridu Newsline now, joined by Yemi Mobilade, candidate for mayor in Colorado Springs. We are just a few days away from Election Day. As of yesterday, the city clerk's office saying just shy of 15% of the ballots have been returned in. Yemi, thanks for joining us here on Caridu's Midday Edition.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a true pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are into that final stretch right now. It seems like there might be a lot of people still kind of looking over that ballot, trying to whittle down between the 12 candidates right now. So I guess I'd ask, what is your kind of final pitch to voters who are still maybe kind of on the fence right now as far as the next mayor of Colorado Springs?
Oh, that's a great question. And for the listeners, I just want to tell them that our city needs you. I want to encourage you to vote for Colorado Springs, vote for your city. And by so doing, I ask for your vote, that you vote for me. There's a lot of candidates. Yes, on the ballot, there's 12 of us, and there's a handful of us that are really the top contenders. And I'm pleased to mention that the polls are showing me as number one right now. There's a reason why the city is choosing me. There's a reason why my campaign is really telling a new story of Colorado Springs that ushers us into this city from being a city for the few to being a city for the many, from transition from being a city that is just okay with status quo to become great, and to leverage my leadership ability and my proven track record of bringing diverse people together to solve some of our city's toughest problems. That is what you will be getting from me in the mayor's office. I truly want to serve our families of our city, and that's why I'm in this race. So I ask for your vote, but even more, vote for your city.
And Yemi, as you've been, you know, kind of on the campaign trail, meeting with different resident groups, speaking with different residents and sectors of the community, what are you hearing from the residents of Colorado Springs as far as what they are seeing as far as the issues facing the city and what they really would like to see out of the next mayor?
No, that's a great one. Great question. I've attended 80 meet and greets across the city, mostly at people's homes. My team and I have knocked on 15,000 doors, and we're hearing some consistent things. One is my neighborhood safe? Number two is, do we have the infrastructure to keep up with the rising growth of our city? And number three is, can I still afford to live in a city? In Colorado Springs, I hear you. To solve these issues, we need good leadership. We cannot keep doing the same things over and over and expecting the results to be different. And I'm proud of the leadership that I've provided this community, just and a lot of work that I've done, even just in the last 5 to 6 years. And that is what I will be bringing to the mayor's office. There's a deep hunger for leadership and for government to be transparent and for government to be accessible, not just to a few, but to release government to the people of our city.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, the polls are showing you kind of leading the race ahead. We've obviously got, what, about 5 days left until next Tuesday. So as you're looking at that, what do you kind of make of that as somebody who really hasn't had a large political campaign, really a kind of political newcomer?
Yeah, I am proud to be a political newcomer. I do not want to be a career politician. I have no interest in making that a new part of my career. I will serve my community and go back into being a business leader and also a nonprofit leader. The thing about government leadership, it does not take experience on the ballot to be a good leader. And this is what President Reagan showed, that he showed that political experience and a solutions-driven method to governance does not require experience on the ballot. But the experience you need from your next mayor is the ability to bring the right people around the table to solve our city's toughest problems. And that is what I have consistently done with an organization I co-founded because I love you, with a platform I led at the city called Permit Partner that streamlines the government processes. And this is the leadership I will be bringing to the mayor's office, the ability to be pragmatic and get things done and to put our quality of life ahead of partisan politics.
Absolutely. Yemi, we're up against the clock, but if anyone wants to get more information, kind of learn more about you, maybe meet you this weekend, what's the best way to get all that information?
VoteYemi.com or YemiForMayor.com is my website. My team and I, we are accessible. We will respond. Well, these days we're getting 300 inquiries a month, and you will hear back from us. We have a meet and greet at Mount Carmel tonight. If you want to join us there at 4 o'clock, please join us. We are knocking on doors this weekend to tell the story and meet residents. Would love for you to join us, but everything is on yummyformayor.com, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Yemi, we appreciate it. Again, for more information, head on over to yemiformayor.com. Really appreciate it. Again, most importantly, those ballots due back by 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening.